Well, I wonder what we've all got in common today. What have we all got in common today? Well, really obvious thing, boys and girls, and bigger boys and girls, is we've all been born. All of us here today are alive, aren't we? We've all been born. And we've all received physical birth. And today we celebrate our mothers because our mothers gave birth to us. Now, I wonder if anyone would raise their hand if we think we should celebrate you and not your mum for giving birth today. I thought not. No, I thought so. You see, there's no one here who thinks we're being unfair when we celebrate mums and not us for giving birth. Nobody comes out high five and woohoo, look what I did through the birth canal. No one does that, okay? Because it's all about mothers. It's all about being born is to do with your mum and her efforts to bring you into this world. Now, boys and girls, look at my head. I have a big head, okay? It's not changed in size since I was very little. I used to look like a lollipop when I was a child, okay? Now, my mum was going to be here today. Unfortunately, she can't be here today. But you'll notice that my mum is small. Big head and small women do not go well. On June the 15th, 1979, I caused my mum a lot of pain and trouble. Believe me, she reminds me often. But she said it was worth it because out I came and she just was in love with me from the moment she saw me. Could you believe that? Now, I'm so thankful for my mum for what she went through, okay, epidural and all that. But, and my thanks goes to her. She is the star today and certainly not me. But boys and girls, we're not just going to think about physical birth today. We're going to think about another kind of birth. The Bible calls it new birth. And this is where, if you've ever heard the term born again Christian, put your hands up if you've heard of a born again Christian. Yeah, okay, thanks guys. Well, we've got to be a bit careful with this because born again can make people a bit nervous. If your neighbor suddenly realizes that you're one of those born again types, then they might not let their children come round and play with your children. They might suddenly have a sick relative because they can't come round for meals anymore. No, born again makes people nervous. They think it's like the extreme wing of Christianity. But in fact, if you're a Christian here today, then everybody is born again. I'm born again. You're born again. You're born again. Everyone who's a Christian has been born again. Now, boys and girls, we're just going to answer two questions today, and bigger boys and girls. First question is this. Who must be born again? And second, how do we get born again? Right, who must be born again? Yes, Matthew. Jesus. We're going to come to Jesus a little bit later, so keep that in your mind, okay? Good. Nobody else put the hand up because you might put me off. Now, I'm just teasing. Oh, it's dinosaurs. We're not talking about dinosaurs today, kids, okay? We'll do that later. Now, what were we talking about? Oh, who must be born again? Right, well, people think there's two types of people who must be born again. The first type of person is like someone who's hit rock bottom, okay? Maybe they're really sad. Maybe they're not coping with things really well. Life is just really hard. And people think that person needs to be born again. But then, some people think, no, to be born again is somebody who likes to live by a set of rules. They want to know what black and white is, and they want to follow a clear path. But you see, the problem with this is, Jesus talks to Nicodemus. Now, I need a Nicodemus today, and I was thinking, boys and girls, you're all great, and I think you're fantastic. But there's only one person today, isn't there? It can only be the birthday boy, Joseph Adams. Of course it can. What a way to celebrate your 18th by playing Nicodemus. Okay, now, here we go. Here we go, Joseph. Nicodemus would have wore a long robe like this. Okay, so can you put that one on for us? Now, boys and girls, we know a few things about Nicodemus. We know he was someone called a Pharisee, and he was a ruler of the people. So Nicodemus is a pretty important guy. We'll put a belt on for you, okay, just so your trousers don't fall down. I don't want Nicodemus being all embarrassed there. Now, we also know that Nicodemus was an old man. Now, Joseph has just become a man. He's 18, okay? He can start to shave or at least get the cat to lick his face. He's 18, but Nicodemus, we know, was a lot older, okay? So that suddenly makes him... There we go. And plus it covers his face, so everyone's a winner. So, he's a lot older. And we're also told that Nicodemus was very wise. and very clever, and he used to wear a headband like this to keep his brain in. Okay. Now, Nicodemus, you come and sit on the chair because you're so old. And we also know that Nicodemus knew his Bible really well, especially the Old Testament. So here's Nicodemus. Now, boys and girls, he doesn't sound like someone who should be born again. He's certainly not hit rock bottom. He's not sad. He looks like a guy who's got it all together. But Jesus said to him, you must be born again. And what we also know about Pharisees, boys and girls, is Pharisees were kind of good guys. They tried to live a good life. Not only did they follow the rules in the Bible, but they had their own book of rules, which they followed too. Now Nicodemus, it's like a pitch invasion. Hello. Hello, it's okay. Are we staged, Ivan? That's okay. Don't worry. So Nicodemus, he was on a clear path. Nicodemus knew right and wrong. He knew black and white. So again, Nicodemus doesn't look like the kind of guy who must be born again. But Jesus said to him, you must be born again. Now this is the thing, boys and girls and bigger boys and girls, okay? Nicodemus knew his Bible. Nicodemus tried to live a good life. But there was one thing that Nicodemus didn't know. We cannot do anything to receive a new birth. Like we didn't do anything to be born by our mums, we don't do anything to receive this new spiritual life. For all of Nicodemus's good things that he did, he could not be born again. He was a good guy. And listen, let me just tell you a little illustration today about goodness, because we all think we're good people. Let's think of it like this, okay? There was a mum, a single mum. She's got a boy who she loves dearly. And she works two jobs, night and day, saving money to send her boy to the best possible school so he can get the best education. Before the boy goes off to school, she says, promise me three things. You'll work hard, you'll never lie, and you'll give to the poor. Okay, yeah, mummy, I'll do that. And then the boy goes off to school, he goes off to university, he gets a great job. But over time, the boy no longer talks to his mum. Doesn't visit his mum on Mother's Day. Doesn't send her a Christmas card. Has nothing to do with her. Now let's say you talk to that boy when he was in his 40s. And you said, excuse me, young man, are you a good person?
Oh yeah, I'm a good person, yeah, let me tell you, yeah. I work really hard, yeah. I never lie, ha ha ha. And I give to the poor. I'm a jolly good chap.
Okay, well, tell us about your mother.
Oh, well, yeah, mother, yeah, she could have lost, yeah. I don't have nothing to do with the old dear anymore.
Would we say that's a good person? We'd say that's a horrible person, wouldn't we? And quite often we make a mistake of this. If God has given us everything, then being a good person isn't good enough. You don't lie, you don't steal, you give to the poor. But you ignore the God of the universe who created you and gave you everything. We have to stop kidding ourselves, don't we? We're not good. The sooner we admit that, the easier it is. You see, boys and girls, what Nicodemus tells us is this. It's not about how much you know the Bible. It's not about how often you go to church. It's about whether you've been born again. It's not about how rich you are. It's not about how respected you are. It's about whether you've been born again. It's not about how good you are. It's not about how many friends you have. It's about whether you've been born again. Nicodemus needed to be born again. I need to be born again. You must be born again. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter if you're top of the class, bottom of the class. It doesn't matter if you're male or female, black or white. It doesn't matter if you're a rule breaker or a rule keeper. It doesn't matter if you come to church or you avoid church. We all must be born again. Who must be born again, boys and girls? Everyone, thank you very much. That's session one done. They'll come back for class in a minute. But when we get to this point, when we think we all must be born again, we have to ask the question, how can we be born again? And boys and girls, we're going to sing a song which is going to help us remind us how we're born again. So I need you to stay there because it's one you know and it's got lots of actions. In fact, it talks about our super savior. There's a clue. And if you are also of an age where you can stand and put your arms in the air like this, then please feel free to join in and we'll sing this one together. Nicodemus, you stay there because I haven't finished with you, okay? Birthday treat, you can sit in the good seat today. Let's stand and sing, boys and girls. I felt like challenge Annika all of a sudden there. Now, boys and girls, who must be born again?
Everyone.
Okay, great. The question is, how is someone born again? Now, Jesus told Nicodemus a funny story from the Old Testament, and it was all to do with these things. Sorry, Malin. You okay? There we go, after you, Paul. Go on, there we go. It's all to do with snakes. Now I've got my snake here. He's okay, boys. He's not, he's okay. Yeah. Now, Israel, back in the Old Testament, they were walking along in the desert. And God was telling them to do things. And the people kept complaining. They turned away from God. They sinned against God. So God sent some poisonous snakes. And if the snake bit you, then the poison got inside you. And unfortunately, boys and girls, many people died because of the poisonous snake bite. And they turned to God and they said, God, how can we be saved? Help us. And God told Moses to make a bronze snake and put it on the pole and to lift the pole up. And if the people looked at the snake and if the people believed the snake would save them, then the poison would go out of their body and they would live. Now, boys and girls, how are we born again by looking at a bronze snake? That's crazy stuff, isn't it? Well, boys and girls, Jesus was saying this to Nicodemus because Jesus knew someone else was going to be lifted up. Somebody else would die. Now, boys and girls, we and you, we might think snakes and poison is silly, but we all have poison in us. It's called our sin. It separates us from God. The only way we can be saved was when Jesus Christ was raised, was lifted up on the cross. And if you believe Jesus died for your sin, then you're forgiven. Now, boys and girls, we talked before about our mums and they gave us birth and they went through pain and agony and all this for us. Yet Jesus Christ was bloody. Jesus Christ was sore. Jesus Christ cried out in pain and Jesus Christ died because he knew the only way we would receive new birth, the only way we would receive life was through his death. How must we be born again? We must believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins. The question is, have we? Is Jesus Christ your Savior? Are you still trusting in your own efforts, in your own works? Because that will not give you new life. The only way you will receive new life is through trusting in the one who was lifted up. And boys and girls, we know about Nicodemus that he didn't get it straight away. But by the end of John, in John 19, Nicodemus has taken Jesus' body off the cross. He has received this new life and his life has been changed. So let us celebrate our mums today. Let's celebrate our mums for bringing us into this world, for giving us birth. But let's celebrate God who gives us new birth through his son Jesus. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your son Jesus. Thank you for all that you've given us. Thank you that he was willing to die so that we may receive life. Help us to trust in him, I pray. Help us all to be born again, I ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Nicodemus. Thank you, boys and girls. Go and sit with people you like or know.